The W.A. Schaefer Pen Company was incorporated in Fort Madison 100 years ago. The company got its start in the back room of the jewelry shop owned by founder Walter Schaefer, who invented the lever fill fountain pen. The Schaefer Pen Museum in Fort Madison will recognize the milestone with a series of events tomorrow and Saturday. Judy Bergen serves on the museum's board of directors. She says even though production lines shut down in Fort Madison about 5 years ago, Schaefer Pen still means a lot to the city.
Schaefer has brought a lot of history, has a lot of memories. In the heyday, Schaefer employed more than 1,500 people locally, and those people are still around. Many of them worked at the plant, sometimes from high school graduation on. Schaefer actually put Fort Madison on the map. You know, Fort Madison is called the Penn City, naturally, one because of the Iowa State Penitentiary here, but the other because of the Schaefer Pen Company.
What type of connection is there still between the company and the city?
They still produce Schaefer pens. The plant is no longer here in Fort Madison. There are some Schaefer family members here who support and contribute to the Schaefer Pen Museum. The Schaefer Pen Company, which is now actually owned by the Bic Corporation, is also instrumental in sponsoring and making the museum here possible. It's a free museum, you know, and we are a nonprofit museum, but they support us financially, and also they provide us with the number one edition of their new pens that we can show, and the archives here. Many of them have been donated, but also they are archives which belong to the Bic Corporation since they bought out Schaefer Pen, but they give us permission to show those and to complete the history, the last 100 years of Schaefer Pen.
Is there a signature Schaefer Pen? Is there kind of the one that always comes to mind?
Well, Schaefer is known primarily. 1924, they came up with the innovation of the white dot. And for the last, what would that be, about 80 years, 90 years, the white dot is something that is a constant reminder of the quality that W.A. Schaefer put into the first lever fill pen in 1913 when he formed the company. And as far as there are a variety of different, many, many different styles of Schaefer pens. The inlaid nib is something that was designed in the late 1960s. That has continued into the new Schaefer pens. The white dot is constantly a symbol of the quality of it. Originally, the white dot was intended to show that there was a lifetime warranty to the pen. No other pen manufacturer provided that lifetime warranty. If a person, the original owner of a white dot pen back in the 20s and 30s, could send that pen, if it were damaged from their own carelessness or from some accident, they could send that pen into the company. The company would repair it for free if possible. If they could not repair it, then they would offer a current, then current pen that was being produced, and then use the old, and they would give them, the owner then, that new pen, and then the company would keep the damaged pen for future repairs.
How connected is the family still to Fort Madison?
Very connected. In fact, the grandson, Mr. John Schaefer, he and his wife, they are having a number of the family in this weekend. They have been very supportive of the museum throughout. They went to Frankfurt in January to kick off the international centennial year. Ann Schaefer is the widow of Walt Schaefer II, and she is still very much involved in the activities here, as are their children and grandchildren.
Judy Bergen with the Schaefer Pen Museum in Fort Madison says the 100th anniversary celebration begins tomorrow with a golf outing at the Schaefer Memorial Golf Course. The museum will also be open throughout the 2 days, with dignitaries and former Schaefer Pen employees scheduled to speak. More information can be found online at schaeferpinmuseum.org. I'm Jason Parrott.